So we discussed yesterday the halachas of Agola. We're going to move on now to the next stage, which is the Libun. And that's what we are going to be learning in Siv Dalet. So Siv Dalet is as follows. Let's just go to the bottom line of Siv Dalet. Kelim shenishtamshen baledei ur, any keli which was used with the fire, kohen shpudim v'achsolois v'chilei, so when it sticks to actually enter the fire, tzrichim Libun, require Libun. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch with a famous machlokes, which has got very much, it's got a lot of applications to us, and in fact, with regards to the Haggadah we do, the kashing we do in our kitchens on Erev Pesach, it's all good to do with this machlokes over here. How do you do Haggadah? How do you do Libun in our kitchens? Blowtorch. Does anybody do blowtorch? Is there any other ways besides the blowtorches? Pardon? Libun Kal, very good. How do you do Libun Kal? The stone, you put the stone in the fire and then you put that in the sink. Is that referring to? Yeah. Anything else? How do you cash it?
Gas burners with the
Bunsen burners.
Aluminium on top. Right. Okay. So we're going to see there's two types of Libun. There's two types of Libun. What is it? Shulchan Aruch in the top of page 76 says the Libun is as follows. V'alibunhu, the definition of Libun is, shunitzoitzoitz, there is sparks, nitozin mohem, the sparks coming off. So what would that be? Sparks coming off. Of the item that you are kashering. So that is very hot. Yes, let's hear. What some metals will have quicker spark?
Different melting points.
Interesting. Different. Ah, really? I didn't know that. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Metals can have different.
Yeah, like in jet engines, you have super alloys and they get extremely high temperatures without expanding.
Okay. And so this. Aha. That's interesting. So it comes out, according to what you're saying, that there will be different levels of. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so v'alibunu, the definition of libun is, you've only kashered this item once there's sparks coming off. We don't do that, though, necessarily, always. There's another level of libun, which is lower than that, which is what? Red hot. Yeah, basically, let's see if that's what, Hamas is a bit different. Hamas is vesh mekilim, some are lenient. Im nislabein kol kachter, it's that hot. It's white hot, that what? Shekash, that a piece of straw, nisraf olav mebuchot. If you put a straw, piece of straw, it would start burning. Is that the heat that you're referring to? I think it's pretty much. If something is red hot, I don't know what you think. If it's red hot and you put a straw on it, it's probably going to start burning. Or will it or will it not?
Straw.
Yeah? It will. That's much lower level, much lower temperature than the former opinion. So the first opinion is Libun is only achieved once something is nitzotzos nitozim, if there's sparks coming off. That is really exceedingly, I don't know what the temperature is of that, but that is. I don't know. It's a good question. I wasn't aware that there is different, that metal will have different. It's a good question. You're asking, is it a simen or a sibber? That's what you're asking. Is this. I never heard of a temperature per se. I've always looked at that. You have to achieve this heat that there is literally nitzotzos nitozim bahen, or according to the Ramah, the lower level of nisraf olav mebuchotz, what we call red hot. If something is reached when you let's say you're kashering your.
It's like Gareth
Sleuth,
but doesn't have an exact temperature.
There is machlokes what the temperature is. Yeah, it will. There is machlokes. What you're right. There is many opinions.
It's a range.
Yeah. What is important to realize though is that the lower level is something which you can probably achieve yourself in the kitchen as opposed to the former opinion. Okay, if you've got a blowtorch, what category that fit? A blowtorch, first or second opinion? If you do a blowtorch, what is that? Nitzotzes nitozim bohen or kash nisof? Is it something which is the first opinion, which is that it's literally sparks coming off, or is it that it's just red hot? Certainly, I totally agree. It's libun chamo. It is that what the higher level of libun, the highest level of libun, which is called libun chamo, which is the highest level of libun, which is sparks coming off. Libun chamo. The lower level is kash nisof, which is literally red hot. Every item. I think you can very easily, kash nisof, when something red hot, how can you do something, how do you kash something red hot? I mean, most items you can actually, it's quite easy to do that. How do you get something red hot? Any item, really, you just take a, you put it on.
This means the sparks is a...
Highest.
Is a length of level.
It's absolutely, it's very, very...
So it'll get red hot, and then eventually...
Eventually, yeah. So what my experience is as follows... Don't try it out yourself, but when you take a metal what's called a
rod?
Not rod, a, let's say I want a kasha, any metal, let's say the what you put on top of the gas, what is it called? Is it called a grid? What, on top of the
grid?
The metal, the square thing.
Blech.
Not the blech, no. The grates. Yeah, I think they are the grates. Okay, if you want to kasha the grates, let's say. So, what you do is you take a metal ply or whatever. Tong, right? And you put it on top, you put it on the fire. Now, what it will first, it will go very hot. And you'll see that it's whitish, reddish, kind of. And that is the level, that's the first level. That will be the level of, what Ramo calls nislaben kolkach shekash nisaf alav. At that point, if I were to put a bit of hay there or a piece of paper there, it's going to start burning. If I keep it there for another few minutes, what's going to happen, if I really want to keep it there and I don't move, and I keep that very same spot on the fire, after a bit of time, there will literally come, there will be sparks coming off. And that will be the second level of libun. According to the Ramah, you don't need to wait that long. The first level is fine. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you've got to wait until sparks come off. These are the two levels of libun. No, we're talking about libun now. And by libun, either way, you don't need keboil kachpoltoi. We discussed yesterday that there's a hagola and then there's libun. By libun, you don't need keboil kachpoltoi. It's because you're burning out the blias. Continues the Ramah. V'nagin kisvah rishona. The halacha is like the first opinion, if possible. B'chol davar shedinu b'libun. Everything which requires a real, real libun, you've got to make sure that you've got the top, highest level of libun. Libun chamo, sparks coming off. Aval davar, but with regards to something shedinu b'agola, something which is something which you don't really need libun, but you're just machmir, you just want to do a good, thorough hagola. Shaved by sedokin, there's grooves in it, indentation, shech machmir lilabnoi, that we are just machmir, such as what we discussed yesterday, something, there's a bit of rust, a bit of dirt, or something like that, and you want to do a libun just to add to the kashering process. The libun, the lower level of libun will suffice for that. Sagi belibun kal kezeh. Chatzilvoi, chatzuvoi tzorich libun, a tripod is all you're fine to do a libun. So again, Rabbi, whenever we do a, so we spoke yesterday extensively about Hagola. Hagola goes with the concept of Keboilo Kachpol, the same way it came in. That's the way it's going to go out. More on that in a minute in CFA. If we don't do Hagola, we do Libun. Libun has got two levels. The lower level of Libun is Kash Nisaf Boit. If you put a piece of paper there, a bit of hay, it's going to start burning. That is the lower level of Libun. The top level of Libun is also a Libun process. It's also burning, and that is even higher level of burning. It's that you're burning it out to a level that nitzotzos, that the spark's coming off. We normally aim for the highest level of Libun, which is sparks coming off, which is the equivalent of a blowtorch, that we normally do that. But however, if something is really requires something which you do a Hagolah, but we want to do a better Hagolah, we want to make a better Hagolah, you don't need to go that far as doing a proper Libun Chomo, you're fine to do a Libun Kal. If we continue, we see if, hey, Kelim Shenishtamesh Boem Bechamin. Kelim, which were used for hot. Kefitash Mishon, Hechsheron. Just like you have used it, that's how you're going to be kashering it. Sivkot Lamedei Mishnebure, Tashmishon, Kefitash Mishon, Hechsheron. The way you've used it, that's how you're going to kash it. Tekavoy loy, kach, poiltoy. Just like the blias, the taste, has gone into the vessel, kach, so poiltoy, that's how it's going to go out. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, im Tashmishon Beklirishon, if you use that keli, in a clearation, as a clearation, what's an example for a clearation? Yeah, a pot. Yeah, just a pot, saucepan. If you, something was a clearation, could go in, and you put it in the clearation, could go in kaf. Just as you, let's say you put a spoon into the pot, which was on the fire. Shemagisim boy kedero, that spoon was used for mixing in the pot. And that spoon ended up being tefer. You put it in the wrong, you put it in melchig or fleishig, you got it mixed up, or you put it in chometz, whatever it may be. But that spoon ended up in a klirishon, and you now require to kasher it. Tzorech lachshiron beklirishon. You need to kasher it in a klirishon, which basically means you're going to put that spoon in a
boiling pot.
In a boiling pot. That's all. Look no further. If it became tefer in a klirishon, you kasher it in a klirishon. And if actually it became tefin a cliche, such as a porridge, you put a meaty spoon in a porridge. Porridge, I mean, in the bowl that you're eating it from. That's going to be a cliche. Is that a good example? You put a meaty spoon in a porridge plate, which is a cliche. So then, hechsher, you're going to kasher it. How are you going to kasher it? How do you need to kasher the spoon, the meaty spoon? In a cliche, that's all you need to do. It's unbelievable. I mean, it is believable, but it's. It sounds bizarre, but that's all you need to do. You put the spoon in a klisheni, in a hot klisheni water, that's going to be sufficient. If it became treif through a irui, through a pouring of the water process, so say you poured from the klishen onto that keli, then here again, it won't be sufficient to put that kli in a klisheni, that's not good enough. Elo tzorech la'arois, olo meklirishon, but you need to pour it from a klirishon, and that will be its hag olo. Why? So you say that you suggest that surely we should always do a klirishon just for to be better safe than sorry. So the rule of thumb is that we do not, it's an interesting question, I never thought of it, but the rule of thumb is that we'd never make up our own, we don't create our own Marisa Ayin.
Imagine Marisa Ayin, just because they are up to that you might come to.
We don't, you're asking why don't Chazal make such a Gzeira?
Yeah.
You think it's a closed Gzeira?
Yeah, besides he's using a clean shape.
So why wouldn't you just say, that everybody needs to do a Hagola? Because. And everybody needs to do Libun, and everybody needs to do Libun Chomo. So, end of the verse. No, it's a level lower than that. So, that means that if, let's say, something became teif because you poured your milk, your hot milk, you poured. Correct. Correct, that's a good example. Yeah. If the pot became tefer, and you want to kasher the pot, Rabbi Feingold points out, absolutely, that's what we're learning now, you cannot kasher it by just pouring hot water on it. That won't be good enough. Because if it became tefer, you'll need to kasher it in the creation. So the way that what you're referring to, you put a klirishon You're actually taking the clirishin into the sink. So you are saying what would be the halacha of the. So that's a bit different because we haven't spoken about that. You're taking the clirishin, you're putting it in a sink. Okay, and let's say it's the wrong sink. It was a flashing sink in a milky pot or vice versa. What's the halacha of the. So what are you saying? What is the halacha of the sink? What will the sink be? What are you saying? You're saying that it's just.
It's a klisheni.
What is a klisheni? The sink is a klisheni?
Yeah.
And it was through an iwi.
Practically, it might be hotter,
yeah. So the truth is, you are right, that a sink cannot. Pashtus, a sink, was always going to be, will always be the equivalent of a iwi. Will always become tefa through an iwi. It can't be more than an iwi. The problem is that at times we are concerned that, let's say you take a dovagush has got a klirishin itself, if a klirishin or a dovagush will go there, then we say ademeka lebola and there's a klifa, that's titol gova, and we're going to say that it's a klifa which became dev, and that we cry our God. You're saying that after all that you said that the ma'aser not more than a klifa became dev, and it was to be shafisin, that's probably true. It's probably true. Yeah, it probably is true. Yeah.
Are we going to discuss if you're not sure what happens to the keli?
I'm not aware of a fush halach on that. But let's think it through together. There is maybe sivov a bit about rov tashmish. That's about no. You know, is that the same? It's you know how it became tefa. No, it's not. It doesn't. It's not going to help us evolve. So again, you are saying that you are talking about. You don't know how it became teif. You just know that it's in the wrong thing. Why do you think it became teif? Maybe it should end up in the wrong. What was the clown? You're saying that here also the klal should be. You said that I have a feeling there is a pesach halacha. I just can't remember what halacha would be in a suffix. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Kol hakelim sheish ben tzedokin or gumois. Any keli which has got grooves or cracks or anything like that. It's internal, it's in the kli, you cannot clean it and you cannot clean it thoroughly. Don't do a gol on it, and you need to do a libon through fire. In a place, in the actual place where there's a groove, an indentation, a crack, that's where you need to libon. So here is actually an additional chiddush here. And that is that what will happen if you've got a keli which you cannot kasha because you cannot do libon. Because of practical reasons, you cannot blowtorch an entire. I can't think of an example. It's some kelim which you cannot do a libun through fire. What would be an example for that? Yeah, I'm just want to give a marshal. You cannot make a full libun, but yeah. So the question would be: let's say there's. Barbecue day, or there's elements which are electric, or there's elements. Yeah. So what we're learning now over here is as follows. You could have a scenario that you just do libun on one particular place of the keli, and the rest you do the regular hagola. So let's say you're talking about a knife. Let's talk about your knife that you're mentioning. So knife, which is made out of two parts. We said you cannot do regular hagola with a knife. Because why? We are worried about some places which are. Say for argument's sake, you just don't want to do libun on the whole knife because of whatever the reason may be. Can you just libun on that particular spot where you're concerned about bits and pieces and the rest you're going to do hagola? Would that work, yes or no? Interesting question. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. That, let's go through the last. Kol hakelim sheyesh lehem stokin gumos chaluda vu b'serich keli lo yuchal enakon even hakosin keli apart that you cannot clean thoroughly. You cannot reach all the parts of it. Do not do agola, because Hagol is not don't won't work. It's not good enough. Vetzichin libon, but you do need to do. You can't do libon. You must do libon. Pemokoim in the place hasedik vachaluda, the place where there is a groove, a crack, a hole. That's where you do the libon, which implies that the other place you can do once you've done libon in that place, you can do hagol elsewhere. So that would work. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel says follows: Vu b'soich hakeli dima chutz takeli ein tzorich lahachzik sheyesh shom chometz ba'ein ba'gumos. If you don't know about chometz in holes and cracks. Externally, if you don't see anything, you don't have to worry about anything. But if you're not sure if you can reach anything internally, then you have to do a libun. Unless you're using a kind of keli, which you're drawing water from it or something like that, which is also, which might have chometz on the outside as well. Then you also have to worry about outside. But normally, pots are pretty clean externally. Yeah, so what he's saying over here is that generally, keli outside, you don't have to worry about big chidushim, unless it's a keli that is immersed in water, immersed in other keli, then you have to be more concerned about the outside of it. Okay, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that there is two levels of libun. Libun kal, which is the lower level, is the level which is just kash nisof, that straw or paper would burn it if it would touch it. That is a lower level of libun. The higher level of libun is that there is literally sparks coming off it. That is the highest level of libun. The Rama paskens, libun chamo. That the Rama paskens that we normally stringent, that you need to have libun chamo, sparks coming off, i.e. a blowtorch, an equivalent. However, if you're just, it's something which doesn't really need libun, you're just doing a hagola plus, then the libun kal is sufficient. So, the case of having a bit of dirt on a keli, areas which you cannot reach, and similar, which really, you're just kashering for Pesach, would be good enough to do hagola, but there is some elements which you cannot reach, you can do libun kal for such an item. There's a lot of discussion, by the way, about ovens. What would you say? What if a self-cleaning oven? What level of libun is that?
Pyroelectric.
I don't know what that is.
That's it goes to like 400 degrees or something.
Oh.
I don't know what.
What would you say? Is that libun kal or libun chamo?
Chamo.
There is sparks coming off. Would there be sparks coming off? Or is it?
It's dangerously hot.
Really? So I wonder if that's called Libun. What do you think? I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. So that could be. So I seem to remember hearing that some poskim take on the self-cleaning oven. Some of them. I know that some of them, some poskim want to say that they are considered libun chamo. You may not physically see sparks coming off, but if you reach a certain...
So
I don't know what...
It must be figures.
Yeah. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Hei teaches us that, again, it reminds us that Kebolo, Kechpolto, that's only with regards to Hagola, again, not Libun. Hagola. Just to clarify that, if something became teif, you barbecue something, that's an interesting shaila. You barbecue something, and then it became teif, and now you want to do a Libun. You need to Libun to kasher it. You don't need to have the same temperature of the fire than when it became teif, because libun, it doesn't go keboilo kechpoltoi. It's, you do a libun, you put in a fire, and it's going to be fine. You don't have to like evaluate the temperature, because libun just burns out the So, right, but otherwise, if it's not libun, if it's hagola, they would just say keboloi kachpoltoi, and that will kasha the keli. So if you became teif in a klirishin, that's what you need to do, kasha hechsha through a klirishin. If you became through klisheni, you've got to do a klisheni. If it wasn't irui, you've got to do an irui. And that you don't need to know more than that. Okay, that was the lochas of Seif. Hey, and we shall continue Bez Hashem, Sivov, Mitzvah next week. I wish you a very good Shabbos.